Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, on this Easter Sunday, as we celebrate the glorious and triumphant resurrection of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, we are encouraged not to be afraid, not to be alarmed, but to believe that he has risen, that he is not here. See the place where they laid him. Father, help us by your Holy Spirit to always place all of our faith and trust in the resurrection of Jesus, so that we are comforted in the good news of our salvation as heirs of eternal life, one day in the kingdom of heaven. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words for our meditation on this Easter Sunday is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Mark chapter 16, with special attention to the following verses. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, don't be alarmed. That is the wonderful message and proclamation on this Easter Sunday as we celebrate His glorious and triumphant resurrection from the tomb. Yes, don't be alarmed. And yet it is interesting to note this morning that the three women were still in fear, put to death and buried in the tomb. Yes, they were alarmed now that Jesus was dead. And even though Jesus told them repeatedly that he was going to be raised on the third day, they just did not believe it. They just did not expect to see him alive. This became very clear to them as they went very early on the first day of the week when the sun had risen to anoint the body of Jesus with spices. They did not expect to find the empty tomb without the body of Jesus. All they were concerned about was in how they were going to get into the tomb to anoint his body, because the stone was very large in size and very heavy. As a matter of fact, they began to ask themselves the question, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? But as soon as the women finally arrived at the tomb, looking up, they saw that the large stone had already been rolled away. We read in our text that the women were actually alarmed, so that a young man sitting on the right side told them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him." As a matter of fact, the Gospel of St. Matthew gives us the best description of what really happened before the women actually arrived at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. And then the young man told them, go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And what was the response by the women? According to our text in the Gospel of Mark, they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. Not only that, they said nothing to anyone about what happened, for they were afraid, alarmed. Yes, at first Mary Magdalene and the other women who came to the tomb, as well as the disciples themselves, they fled and were afraid. They just did not believe it. Amazing, isn't it? As a matter of fact, we read in the Gospel of John that the disciples and the other women went back to their homes. But Mary Magdalene stayed back instead of going home, crying at the tomb. Two angels asked her, woman, why are you crying? She said, they have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him. And as she turned around, she saw Jesus standing there, but did not recognize him. So Jesus said to her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for? Thinking that Jesus was the gardener, she replied, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. So Jesus finally said, Mary. And as soon as she turned toward Jesus, she cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. And she recognized his voice, Mary. And she went back immediately to tell the disciples what had happened. I have seen the Lord. He has risen. He is alive. Yes, it was only after Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, as recorded in the Gospel of St. John, that she finally believed in her heart, mind, and soul that Jesus was alive. That he was not dead, as many had believed. But not so with his disciples. Even though Mary told them that she had seen the Lord, they continued not to believe it. It can't be. It's not possible. Because they were hiding behind closed doors, afraid of the Jews. It was only after Jesus appeared to them behind those locked doors in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, and they saw his hands and his feet, that they finally believed in him. When Jesus said, peace be with you. Now what about us? What about us on this Easter Sunday? How many times have we felt the same way the women and his disciples did? Not sure about his resurrection. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's only a myth. How many times have we also found ourselves to be troubled and confused and alarmed about our own faith in the risen Jesus? To wonder and to question whether or not he has risen indeed. To wonder and to question whether God still cares about us and what happens to us. Yes, just like the women and his disciples, we also have the need to see the tomb ourselves, that it is indeed empty, and that Jesus has risen and that he is alive. Just like the women, we also need to hear today on this Easter Sunday the good news of the resurrection. Do not be alarmed. Yes, do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Yes, we need Jesus. We need Jesus not only as one who cares about our needs in life, but especially a Jesus who cares about our eternal salvation. The day we die to this world and are received into His kingdom of heaven. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, not to be alarmed like the women were, but to place all of our faith, all of our trust in the risen Jesus Christ. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Christians, on this holy day, all your grateful homage pay. Christ the Lord is risen on high. Now He lives. No more to die. That's the good news on this Easter day. Christ has risen. He's not here. He's alive. See the place where they need Him. Go tell His disciples. Let's go and tell our community that Jesus has risen indeed. God bless you in your faith, your trust in the risen Christ, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, on this Easter day. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.